The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, it's opening night at the Shark Tank. The San Jose Sharks hosting the Vegas Golden Knights and the start of an 82-game journey that is the 25-26 National Hockey League season. Needless to say, all of the Sharks are excited. Veterans and young players, some new guys with a lot of experience, and some rookies anticipating a chance to play at the NHL level. For head coach Ryan Warshawski, there's just a little extra jump in everybody's step on opening night.
There's just that buzz. There's the energy, the buzz. Even watching, you know, Tuesday night's game and Wednesday night's games, you can almost feel from your couch, you can feel energy out of the arenas. And I know there'll be a lot of energy in the Shark Tank tonight, and we're going to build off of it. Our guys are ready. I think we're over training camp and ready for the real stuff to begin.
Colin Graf had a goal to make the squad on opening night, and he has done it. And he's very excited to get in tonight against the Golden Knights.
Really exciting. It's, that was the goal. The goal the whole time, the goal for however many years, it's to make opening night. So it's super excited to get going.
Will Smith's memory of his NHL debut last year is certainly a whirlwind. But looking back, it gives him more comfort heading into this season.
Just having a lot of people at the game, and just it was a pretty crazy day. And yeah, honestly, it goes by so quick, and just try to enjoy it as much as I could.
Tonight's game will mark the Sharks' debut of John Klingberg, Nick Leddy, and Dmitry Orlov. And Smith says that those veterans on D will help make his job easier up front.
Yeah, it helps a lot. I think having D that can get us the puck is fun and get on the offensive side a little bit more. So it's obviously very helpful.
But when you get the puck after a good first pass out from the defense, you need to make plays and you need to avoid turnovers. And Smith says those are big goals for the early part of this season.
Yeah, I think you want to take care of it a lot, but you can't be scared to make some plays at the blue. But obviously, there's a time and place to get it in and play smart.
There's definitely pressure on the Sharks to perform in the month of October. Last year, San Jose went 0-7-2 in their first nine games and didn't get their first home victory until October 29th. Mario Ferraro, who is one of the alternate captains on the team, talked about the importance of a good October.
I think right away we got to play to our identity. It's important not to look at our opponents, but to look at ourselves and how we approach every game. We know who's coming into this building. We got some home ice here for the next, I think, three games in a row here. Maybe four. I think we're in Utah. I don't know if that's game four or five, whatever. It's going to be important for us to just play to our identity early. And the results will come. You know, we just got to trust the process.
Macklin Celebrini, who is also an alternate captain, says that the expectations of having a good start were discussed from the very beginning.
I mean, it's been right from training camp. I think we want to get off to a good start here. And I think the message in our room has just been looking forward, not looking back at the last couple of years, because I mean, we have a completely new team, completely new guys, set of guys. So I don't think we're looking to past years. I think we're just looking to just worry about that game. And then, we'll see where we go from there.
Tyler Toffoli says that putting the past behind them is part of dealing with the first month of this season.
I haven't heard one time about last year or the year before that. It's a new season. It's almost a brand new group of guys in here as well. So we got to be prepared and not look forward to game two or game three. We got to be ready.
What's the biggest difference between the preseason and the regular season? Colin Graf gave us his thoughts.
I would say that there's definitely maybe just a little bit more energy in terms of everyone's game, everyone, especially at the first game of the year, our first game of the year. Everyone's just ready to go. I think the crowd will be really be into it, so it'll be super exciting. They'll give us energy. We'll feed off that energy, and we'll just be buzzing around, so I think it'll be a little bit faster.
One thing is definitely different: the makeup of the roster, and a little bit of a swagger that's going around that Sharks dressing room. Graf notices that, too.
you know, there's a lot of new guys who have played a lot of games in the NHL, and I think that as a younger guy, a guy who's played less games, it's nice to see how they act around the rink and talk to them and sort of pick up on some things that they've done. So I think just the amount of older guys that are around makes it nice for some of us.
One of the big topics this season already has been the discussion about a captain. Captain Logan Couture was the last full-time captain the Sharks have had. And this season, Tyler Toffoli is the one player who will wear an alternate captain A all season. Four other players will share the alternate captain's A. Barkley Goodrow and Macklin Celebrini will serve as alternate captains for home games, and Mario Ferraro and Alex Wenberg serve as alternate captains with Toffoli for all road games. Goodrow, for his part, is pretty excited about that group.
Yeah, obviously, I think we have a good leadership group. I think, we rely on each other a lot, and even the guys who aren't wearing A's, you know, there's a lot of good leaders in here, and I'm definitely going to be a group mentality, and obviously it's an honor to wear one, and look to be the best leader I can.
Tyler Toffoli was asked by the media if he was surprised that no captain was named.
No, not surprised at all. Don't think there is necessarily one needed to be named, and I'm sure you've talked to everybody else. They probably all said the same thing.
But Toffoli, who completed his fourth 30-goal season last year, says that it's a big deal to be named an alternate captain.
Yeah, obviously, I think it's all an honor for all of us, and I don't think it was necessarily a big deal for any decision that they're going to make, and I think we're all just excited to get the season started here.
Macklin Celebrini may only be 19 years of age, but he's beyond those years. He talked about receiving that alternate captain's A.
It's a huge honor to know that they trust me to kind of be one of the leaders of the team and wear a letter on my jersey. It means a lot.
Celebrini certainly gets respect from all players in the Sharks dressing room, both younger and older, and Ferraro talked about how Macklin has grown in the last year.
I think he's been pretty comfortable from the moment he got here. I feel like he's been pretty vocal throughout his entire time here. He's a confident kid, and I think, you know, a lot of guys on this team have made him feel pretty comfortable being in this locker room from the get-go. So, I've always seen it in him. Now it'll be nice to have the letter actually on his jersey and, see how he takes on that bigger role.
Celebrini gave us some thoughts on what he thinks makes a good leader.
I think it's someone who's always just sets the example, leads the right way. I think doing, like, your actions have more say than your words. Like, I think what you do speaks volumes, and the best leaders I've been around have done that. They don't say one thing and then do the other. I think whatever they do then comes to words and kind of gets the group going, but I think it's just, but also having the right timing and when to say something, when to get mad at guys, or that's some of the guys that I've been with. Like, they, if you know, like, the right time to get on a guy or the right time to kind of pick up a guy, I think those leaders that kind of are the best, they know the right time to do both those things.
And Macklin adds that while he's still growing as a leader, he also is settling into that role.
I think it's just being more comfortable. I think just talking to the more time you spend around some place, the more comfortable you feel, the you build a relationship with all the guys. And I think that comes with anyone who spends enough time in one place. I think it's the comfort level, and you just feel more comfortable talking to guys and with whatever that may be.
Alex Nedeljkovic gets the start in goal over Yaroslav Askarov in tonight's home opener against Vegas, but don't read too much into that. Nedeljkovic says that both goaltenders will definitely be needed over the year.
You know, if Warza tells you you're playing, then you're playing. It's great. And if not, then, you know, it is what it is. Keep working. You put your head down and keep working. And then when the opportunity comes, you're ready to go, and you just try to make the most of it. So, That's what I tried to do going into camp, and it's not a knock on Askey at all by any means. I mean, we play 82 games. He's going to play.
It's opening night. The Sharks and the Vegas Golden Knights. Don't forget, sync us up to the national television feed using your DVR. We're on the air at 6:30 Pacific. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.